Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hour number three right here. Got a lot to go on. We'll be going over a jobs report again here in about 15 minutes. Top things the kids learn online. We got weekend movie preview and much more. Starting off with top three stories. President Biden warning that we are the closest we've been to nuclear Armageddon since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And that we have a growing nuclear risk going on as Russia continues to basically say that they're willing to do whatever they have to do to protect their, quote, annexed regions. United States says, in the meantime, sanctioned companies and people in North Korea pertaining to petroleum smuggling. And the Dow has dropped 600 points. The NASDAQ 3% lower due to concerns with the September jobs report, which I actually didn't think the jobs report was that bad. I could see how they could be have some concerns, but it really wasn't that bad of a report. Top five Halloween candies, according to experts. They asked food experts which ones are good for Halloween. And they were using it, this wasn't based on just like, is the candy good? Does the candy taste good? But it's also, because, for example, full-size bars of like king-size Milky Ways don't make the list because they're not really a good Halloween candy give out. It's better to have a snack-size version, right? So stuff like that. So coming in five was Starbursts. They said they're sweet, chewy, and just about the right size, but some of the colors are better than others. Experts love pink. They said Starburst wouldn't even make the list of the top five if it was just a pack of orange ones. Oh, really? Snickers came in fourth. It's the heartiest of all the candy bars. Nougat, caramel, nuts, chocolate represent pretty much every candy food group. Coming in number three, Sour Patch Kids. It seems like Sour Patch Kids just get more and more popular every year. Does it mean? It just seems like they're coming out with new ones all the time, new flavors, new shapes. It just seems like Sour Patch Kids just get more and more popular every year. So first they're sour, then they're sweet. There's a palatable chewiness to them, but they don't get stuck in your teeth. Coming to number two, this one does surprise me. Twix. I mean, I like Twix. I'm just surprised to see it make it the top five for best candy for Halloween candy. According to experts, as texture goes, Twix bars hit the right note every time. They're never too dry, never too chewy, and never too creamy. And numero uno from many candy experts, they rank peanut butter cups. Reese's peanut butter cups, number one on the list. It's perfect size and perfect packaging and, of course, tastes really good. So Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, yeah, that's not a surprise. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good. Nothing to really slow you down on I-10 or I-110 throughout Pensacola. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, we have posted speeds. And 29 north and south lanes throughout Pensacola, also looking good. See something else on the road slowing you down? Just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So beer experts in, where was this? I just pulled it up here. Belgium. So researchers in Belgium say they've come up with a way to make beer taste better. Now, of course, some people think beer tastes fine already. So it was actually not that long ago. I had non-alcoholic beer for the very first time. Budweiser Zero or something like that. It's like it's supposed to taste very, very similar to Budweiser. And I've never had it. I'd like, well, I don't want to drink alcohol, but I'll taste it, see what beer tastes like. Because I think beer smells like rotten urine. I'm just going to be honest. That's what it smells like. When I waited tables, it was like the worst. When people had beer just spilled on something, and if beer spilled on me, I'm like, great. Now it smells like I peed my pants, and I've been sitting in it for 2 weeks. I do not like the smell of beer at all. So I'm like, I don't see how that could taste good at all. And so finally somebody's like, no, this has zero alcohol in it, and it tastes very similar to Budweiser. I was like, okay, fine. I spit it out. It was so nasty. It's so disgusting. I was like, if this really what beer even remotely tastes like this, then I don't see how anybody can do that. But anyway, so I did not start drinking beer at 14 or 15 or 16 like many of my friends did. I'm in my 40s and I'm like, this is gross. All right. So, but that being said, researchers are trying to make beer taste better. They are apparently for centuries, breweries would let beer ferment in big open vats. Then I guess in the 1970s, almost all breweries switched to a closed pressurized vat because it was a lot cheaper and they could make bigger batches. One side effect, though, was the flavor. The yeast couldn't really stand up to the pressure, and it made the beer taste slightly worse. So the new study eliminated that side effect by finding the gene in yeast that creates the banana-like flavor responsible for most of the flavor in beer. And then they genetically modified it to stand up to the pressure of a closed vat. So what does that mean? It may mean that beer will taste slightly better down the road if they continue to follow this process. Or essentially, it will taste like beer did pre-1970s. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Here's a text about the beer. My biggest gripe with it is how foamy and feeling it is. I'll drink one and I feel like I can't eat anything for 12 hours and got absolutely no nutritional value. Not a fan. Yeah. I was very shocked. That's all I can say. I was like very shocked because I was like, surely there's so many people who drink beer, it's got to taste better than it smells. And I was like, oh, it actually tastes worse than it smells. It smells like rotten urine, and now it tastes worse than that. It's like I could taste like the yeast, and I could taste like the hops. Like it was just like, these are not good flavors. Why would somebody want to drink this? This is not refreshing at all. I couldn't understand it at all. But I'm not a drinker, so maybe the alcohol does make a difference. Of course, I was talking to somebody about it, and they go, because there's all these mixers now. There's like non-alcoholic gin, non-alcoholic tequila, non-alcoholic whiskey. There's all these like things, and you're supposed to, you can make mixed drinks with them and cocktails and all this other stuff. I was talking to somebody about it, and they go, what's the point? They go, the point is the alcohol to get the buzz, to get drunk. And I was like, because some people are trying to go sober, but they miss their drinks. And I was telling them about the beer one, and they go, nobody drinks beer for the flavor. They drink it for the buzz. I was like, oh, okay, well, that would make sense then. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news.
Sun where I find, I know it's hard sometimes, pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind, I know it's hard sometimes, yeah, I think about the end just way too much, but it's fun to fantasize.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're just talking about beer and how scientists have come up with a way to make beer taste at least a little bit better by basically trying to make it taste, they genetically modified it to taste like it used to be pre-1970s. And got a text here says, yeah, GMO. So yay, GMO beer. Yeah. I didn't really get to expand on that a whole lot, but I'm glad you caught that. This is a genetically modified version of beer is what they're basically trying to say right there. And then here's another text. I was saying, I've never drank before. I just recently had non-alcoholic beer for the first time. And actually, I tried a couple, by the way. They have a non-alcoholic Guinness. I tried that. I tried non-alcoholic Budweiser. It's like Budweiser Zero or something. And then there's a Stella Artois or something like that. I tried all three of them. I was like, all three of these taste disgusting. I don't understand why somebody drinks this. And this a friend of mine says, nobody drinks beer for the flavor. They're drinking it for the buzz. So why would they even make a non-alcoholic beer? And I was like, I don't know. Here's a text says, but beer always makes my wife look beautiful. Oh, you're lucky I don't share your last four of your number. Just kidding. Would never do that. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. The Uvalde, Texas school district's entire police department being suspended. This announcement coming after, months of outrage as officers were accused of not doing more to save the children and teachers in the school. The exact length of the department's suspension isn't known yet. The district is only saying it's lasting for a period of time. Miami Marlins baseball season barely over. General Manager Kim Ng is already looking at the future.
Position in our situation, you have to explore everything. Free agents, trades, waiver claims, the gamut.
And she says they're scheduling interviews for the team's new manager, Don Mattingly, stepping aside after 7 years. She believes part of the disappointment with this year's season was all the injuries and underwhelming performance of their reconfigured offense. And Bobby, tonight's Mega Millions jackpot up to $410 million. The cash option at just below $215 million. Of course, you know this is my retirement plan. So yes. I'm hoping that this is my time.
We get a lot of winners in here in the Panhandle, I noticed, though. So sounds like you live in the right place if this is your retirement plan. Because it seems like there's a lot of
winners. That's right. I'm in the right
place.
It hasn't been my time yet. It will be eventually.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No slowdowns to report. We're checking in clear on Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Jobs report for you. We'll talk about that next.
Running through the strange life, chasing all them green lights, throwing out the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hit me with them good vibes, bitches on my phone lights, everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine. Yeah. Crazy lately, I've been farming, trying to rob myself of something.
Good point here. Says if David does win the lotto, like he's planning to, we need to see a news radio helicopter. Yeah, for traffic. That's right. We have a news radio helicopter for traffic. And actually, that needs to be my commute, too. You just come get me. I don't want to have to fight traffic. Just come get me in the helicopter and drop me off at the station. It'd be way better. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. There is a jobs report here for you. So the stock market dropped yesterday and today, particularly because there was concerns about the jobs report. The jobs report showed that we added 263,000 non-farm jobs to the market. And I'm like, well, that's good. We added jobs to the market. Congratulations to us. But that was the lowest amount of jobs we've added to the market this year. And so that concerned investors. It's a slowdown over the last, I guess, 2 months. It's been decreasing. And this month was the lowest. So that's concerned investors. So where does it look overall with new filing for unemployment? So once again, new filings for unemployment did jump up by about 13,000 last week and nationwide. Now here in Florida, it actually went down. In Alabama, it went down as well. But nationwide, it went up 13,000. Which is not a whole lot. We're still only at 167,000 people who filed for unemployment last week, which is still very, very low, like historic low level. And continued unemployment numbers only jumped up 4,000. So, I mean, when you're talking about 1.2 million people who are on the unemployment rolls and it only goes up by 4,000, that's essentially a break even. And so that's a positive thing because the concern is when you start to see that number grow. Then that means the people who got laid off the previous weeks still did not find jobs and are still on that continued unemployment rolls. So what's nice to see is when that number keeps going down every week, but if it doesn't go down, as long as it doesn't jump up really big and continue to jump up week after week, In the past 8 weeks, we've only seen two or three times where the continued unemployment roll numbers have actually either stayed the same or gone up. So right now, I would say we're still having a pretty strong jobs market. Are there indications it's slowing down? Yes, but slow down does not mean recession. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you would like to share your thoughts or opinions by texting, you can text us 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Just a reminder, we now have a mobile app. You can listen to the live stream, podcasts on demand, and more. Just go to your app store and look for News Radio Pensacola in your app store. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you. President Biden warning of growing nuclear threat and even being on the verge of nuclear Armageddon for the first time since the Cuban Missile Crisis. Ukraine, in the meantime, slamming Russia for their drone usage. And the reports were that they got the drones from Iran. And so that's, ramping things up over there as Russia. So the whole thing about this nuclear Armageddon stuff is because Russia said that they're going to defend their annexed territories of Ukraine at all costs. So that's got people thinking, oh, at all costs, including nuclear weapons. So that's why there's this ramped up rhetoric recently. United States has sanctioned companies and people for North Korea's petroleum smuggling. Yeah, kind of a weird one right there. And then the Dow dropped 600 points. NASDAQ closed 3% lower as rates, basically, they did not like the September jobs report. And also, I just saw this report. This just broke just a bit ago. Uvalde, down where that school shooting was, the Uvalde School District has suspended the entire police force. And two school officials have been placed on administrative leave as well. So that's one of the breaking stories right there that came out about Uvalde's police. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
The Shriners Children's Open is going on in the PGA Tour right now at the top of the leaderboard after, still players out there, but currently in round two. Mito Pereira is at the top of the leaderboard at 12 under par. He moved up 20 spots from yesterday. Tom Kim and Maverick McNealy are at 10 under par, and a whole bunch of people at 9 under par. High school football tonight. Tate is taking on West Florida. Northview is at Blountstown. Baker's at Jay. Niceville's at Pine Forest. Pensacola High School is at Pace. Washington High is at Godby. Last night, Navarre beat Mosley, and Pensacola Catholic beat Gulf Breeze. Then Major League Baseball underway right now with the wild card games. Earlier today, the Tampa Bay Rays ended up losing to the Cleveland Guardians 2-1. So the Guardians lead that best of three series 1-0. Sorry, the Phillies beat the Cardinals 6-3. So the Phillies lead that series, and then the Mariners just beat the Blue Jays 4-0. Coming up here at 7:07 on ESPN will be the Padres against the Mets. Earlier today in NHL hockey preseason, Nashville beat San Jose. And NBA preseason's underway right now. You got a couple of games. Boston Celtics are playing the Charlotte Hornets. Indianapolis Pacers playing the Knicks. Neither of those games are televised. Coming up at 7, though, on NBA TV, you can check out the Miami Heat playing the Memphis Grizzlies. And then, of course, we've got college football underway now. So right now, Rutgers is beating Nebraska 10-0. And it's fourth and goal on Nebraska's 7. So they're about to score, about kick a field goal. That game's on FS1, by the way. 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. 11 minutes left in the first quarter on ESPN2, Memphis and Houston. That game is still scoreless. Coming up at 9:30 tonight on FS1 after the Rutgers-Nebraska game, will be Colorado State playing Nevada. And then at 9:30 on CBS Sports Network, it'll be UNLV taking on San Jose State University. Then when it comes to your sports for tomorrow, college football for tomorrow, remember, of course, we are your home for Florida State University football. And so they're going to be playing number 14, NC State, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We'll have that game for you live right here on News Radio 92.3. Then University of Florida is playing Missouri tomorrow. Auburn is playing number 2, Georgia, so that's a big game right there. And number 1, Alabama is playing Texas A&M. Oh, and I forgot about Miami again. All right, so Miami Hurricanes are playing North Carolina tomorrow. Then on Sunday for your NFL games, so first of all, last night, Indianapolis Colts beat the Denver Broncos 12-9. Very low-scoring game, and it went into overtime. Then Sunday morning, you got another Sunday morning game here overseas. New York Giants are taking on the Green Bay Packers at 8:30 on NFL Network. Then Jacksonville Jaguars are playing the Houston Texans. The New Orleans Saints are playing Seattle. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing Atlanta. And if you're interested in Miami, they're playing the Jets. The Sunday night football game is going to be the Cincinnati Bengals against the Baltimore Ravens. And the Monday night football game is Las Vegas against Kansas City. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have a couple slowdowns right now. We have an accident on Davis Highway. It's going to be in the northbound direction off of Langley Avenue. So seeing some slight slowdowns at that intersection. Also on North Palafox Street in East and West Burgess Road, we are seeing slow-moving traffic at this intersection. You'll see slowdowns in both directions on Burgess as well as the southbound lane on North Palafox Street. If you see something else slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So in sports news, a video was leaked showing Golden State Warriors Draymond Green throwing a punch at Jordan Poole in their practice, which ended up being a big fight. And then the Dolphins quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, is starting to see outside specialists, and so pertaining to his concussion, and he will not travel to the Jets game. In the meantime, this just broke just a little bit ago. The NFL Players Association has agreed to changes to the concussion protocol, and they're encouraging the NFL to go ahead and implement these changes before this weekend's games. And so I'm not exactly sure exactly what they are doing, like what the changes are. But I guess they're, I wasn't able to look. I've looked at it a couple of places. I haven't been able to see exactly what the change in protocol is. But the NFL Players Association have both agreed to these changes. And they'll try to get them implemented as soon as possible. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead. Today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All righty. Today's sign of the apocalypse is a new restaurant in San Francisco that is being dubbed the first gourmet restaurant for your dog. Gourmet. The name of it is the French word for mastiff called dog, but more like dog. D-O-G-U-E. Doog. So that's the name of this restaurant. Here's the thing about doog food. It's 75. They have like $75 for a plate. Say what? $75 tasting menu that includes things like green-lipped mussels with wheatgrass. Yep, because that's what my dog wants. A raw filet mignon. Okay, actually, he does want that. With fermented cabbage. Nope. And a quail egg on top. Say what? They say all of the restaurant's food is human grade. And so on Sundays they do a 3-course tasting menu for $75 And they some of these food items, and actually, like, if you didn't know it was dog food, you would think it was just like some sort of gourmet fancy restaurant food. But apparently it's for dogs. And that's weird. And so expensive. But okay. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So weird. But there's this is the kind of thing. We were kind of mentioning this the other day. It's like, okay, people in San Francisco have too much money. I know they just had too much money to spend. It's like next level. All right. Coming up here next, weekend movie preview. Stick around. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, it looks like we got a beautiful weekend ahead of us. And if you're thinking of heading to the beach, the Pensacola Beach water safety people tell us that they're looking for flat and calm waters all weekend long out there. Deputy Water Safety Chief Alex Johnson says they're looking at green flags all weekend. But he does tell us they're also going to have those purple flags out because apparently those big pink meanie jellyfish are still hanging out. He says those meanies are huge, but the good news is with the flat, calm waters, you should be able to see them pretty easily.
So you can still get in the water, and hopefully you'll be able to avoid them. Just keep your eye out. The safety recommendation is don't touch them. Luckily, if you do, unless you're allergic, they're not more threatening than any other jellyfish sting. Ant bites, bee stings, similar to that. So just like any other jellyfish stings, if you do get stung, you can put vinegar water on there. You can get in the hot water, go to the hot tub. That'll make you feel better.
And Johnson says it seems like these pink meanies like Pensacola Beach about as much as we do because they don't seem to be in a hurry to go anywhere else. Have you seen these things, Bobby? They are massive.
I have not seen it, but I just saw a massive, just regular jellyfish, just a huge pink one like 2 weeks ago. And then these pink meanies must have came through after I wasn't there. And I was talking to somebody who was there with me when I saw this huge jellyfish. I go, so is it bigger than that big jellyfish? They said, yeah, it was way bigger. I'm like, how can it be bigger? Apparently these pink meanies are huge.
Yeah, I guess They've got like a 3 or 4 foot diameter on, for the, like the, and then their tentacles are even longer. They're just insane, but not any more dangerous though. They're not like the man of war or any of those, they're.
But that's what I understand. They're not any more dangerous than like man of war or anything like that. So that's good right there as well. So. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get our weekend movie preview real quick.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie preview.
All right, a weekend movie preview. There's two new movies out in the theater. One of them is Lyle Lyle Crocodile. It's a digital animation. Well, kind of. It's a live action / digital animation film. So it's live action. All the humans in it are real. And then there's a crocodile that's digitally animated. Think of it like that. What's that movie? The bear movie. What's the one with the bear?
Paddington Bear.
Paddington. That's the one. So it's like that, where Paddington is digitally animated and all the other people are humans. It's not like weird that Paddington is this bear who can talk and stuff. And that's what this one is, but it's with a crocodile. Okay. And it's a musical, too, by the way. So this crocodile's like singing and stuff.
I think isn't Shawn Mendes the crocodile?
No. Oh. Is he?
I think. I thought I read that somewhere.
Okay, maybe he not. Is. Oh, you know what? He is. Shawn Mendes is the crocodile's voice. Yep. I saw that Javier Bardem is in it and Constance Wu. But yeah, you're right. I just looked it up. Shawn Mendes is the voice of the crocodile. So it probably has some good singing in it then. But it just seems strange to me.
Yeah, still weird.
Still weird. And then there's another movie called Amsterdam. I'll tell you more about that right after Traffic on the Five.
Well, our roads are looking pretty good. We do have two slowdown areas. That's going to be North Palafox and East and West Burgess Road. That intersection is extremely slow moving, especially in both directions on East Burgess as you're approaching. And we have an accident on North Davis Highway at Langley Avenue. This is causing delays in the northbound direction and on Langley going eastbound. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So there's a movie called Amsterdam that is a comedy drama, essentially. And this is a star-studded cast. You've got Christian Bale in it, Taylor Swift, Margot Robbie, John David Washington, Anya Taylor-Joy, Robert De Niro. I mean, it just goes on and on. Rami Malek is in it. Mike Myers is even in it. Chris Rock. I mean, just star-studded cast. And it's basically set in the 1930s. It follows three friends who witness a murder, become suspects themselves, and yet undercover one of the most outrageous plots in American history. And so it looks like kind of a fun, it looks like a fun kind of fast moving thing. They say let the love, murder, and conspiracy begin. So I mean, from the trailers I've seen on it, it does look like it'd be fun. It is rated R. So it's not going to be for everybody, but, it's getting mixed reviews. I think that's the best way to put that one. On DVD or digital download, you can check out DC League of Super Pets. That's the one where it's a digital animation film where Superman's dog ends up having to save Superman. On streaming, you got a few options. On Amazon Prime, there's a new Amazon Prime movie called Catherine Called Birdie. It's a period piece set in the 1200s. And then Luckiest Girl Alive is on Netflix. It's a mystery thriller starring Mila Kunis. Hulu has an original remake of Hellraiser that's on there. And Paramount Plus has Monster High, the movie. And then here's a strange one from Disney Plus. So Disney Plus has a new Marvel film out from the Marvel Cinematic Universe called Werewolf by Night. So here's the description. Get in the Halloween spirit with this superhero fantasy horror. So remember how this is going to be the third one now. More and more, Marvel has been venturing into the horror genre. The last Doctor Strange was in that realm of vein. So here you go again. Superhero fantasy horror follows a secret group of monster hunters who gather at the foreboding Bloodstone Temple after the death of their leader. It is there that the attendees are forced to compete with one another for ownership of a powerful relic that will ultimately lead them to duke it out with a dangerous monster. It's called Werewolf by Night. And there you go. Now, and the next Pixar Inside Out movie, Pixar 2, it's going to be about puberty. And that's right. Apparently there's a big puberty button inside Riley's head at the very end of the first one, and the characters decide to press it in the sequel, and now we get to see what it's like to be a teenager through all the emotions that live inside a young person's brain while they're going through puberty. So, interesting. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You guys have a great day. Great weekend. Talk to you again on Monday. Bye-bye.